I think it was last summer I was here at an Electric Earth concert. A quartet sat right here, and I can't remember the name of the piece, but I think Joan had warned me a little bit about it, but they announced that this is what they were going to play, and they all put their bows in position, and they prepared to play, and they just sat in silence. What's the name of that? Do you remember? It was stunning, and it made the audience wicked uncomfortable. And I kind of thought about trying that out on you today, just standing here, and wondered how long before you would have thought I had a stroke and someone came running up to check. I begin by acknowledging that I'm going to ask you to think about something that makes you very uncomfortable, and that is to be silent, to be quiet and still. We like to fill space with words, and I want to think about that with you today, because this text from Elijah has this beautiful moment where Elijah, in the midst of this horrible time that he's in, the world is falling apart and there is death and despair everywhere, so much so that he really just says, I'm gonna crawl up underneath this tree and die. And an angel says, no, take strength and go seek God. And he goes to the holy mountain, and we have this beautiful poetic passage about this mighty roaring wind, but God wasn't there. And an earthquake that shakes everything, crashing, but God wasn't there. And then a fierce roaring fire, but God wasn't there. And then, and if I may, I want you to hear this beautiful phrase in its original Hebrew. Demamah dak kol. Demamah dak kol. The King James translates it as a still, small voice. And Nancy, in the translation, was it NIV that you read today? The NIV says the sound of sheer silence. And this is such an important phrase, and I think it's important for us in our day and time, because we don't really want to hang out in the silence very long, but it translates, demama is not just silence, but it is stillness and calm and the moment, a moment of true peace, demama. And dak means tiny, this tiny moment of stillness. But the word that really gets me is kol. Kol means thunder. So a silence, a tiny silence that thunders. And it's there, says the text, that Elijah experienced God in the thundering of this stillness. And I'd like to reflect on if that's possible for us today. So in the spirit of that silence, would you pray with me, please? God, touch our eyes and ears, our minds and hearts, so together this day we might see and hear and truly believe in the power of your Spirit, especially in the midst of this tiny stillness and silence that rings all around us. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. A parable from the East. Once upon a time, there was a great king who had his oldest son who was turning 21 years old, and the king said, I want to do something majestic for my son. And so he called in the prince and said, what would you like to do as a celebration for your birthday? And they talked about a number of things that they might do in order to honor his birthday. And the son said, I want something big. I want something really big, bigger than anyone's ever done before. I want really big. And the dad said, well, what are you thinking about? What could we do? And at that point, there was sort of a clap of thunder or something off in the distance. And the son thought, sound, I want, in honor of my birthday, I want us to make the biggest sound that the earth has ever heard. And the king kind of liked this idea and said, well, what if we told everybody in the kingdom to come on in and we would create the absolute loudest sound that anyone had ever heard? The son loved the idea. The dad loved the idea. So the king made a royal proclamation to all of the good folks of the kingdom to come and celebrate the 21st birthday of his son and to be prepared to collectively make the loudest sound that anyone had ever heard. And you know what? The people in the kingdom really started getting excited about this idea. And they began to talk to their neighbors and what are we going to do? And how can we make this sound? And so they started to gather early and they brought their animals who were really loud. They brought them along and they brought pots and pans to bang. And people started practicing shouting. If you walk down the street from any given house, you could hear a whole family just shouting at the top of their lungs. People were really excited. And so the day was approaching, and people came from the countryside, and they were gathering in the huge common space. And the king and his son and the family sat up in this kind of gorgeous spot, this balcony above, and people were all ready. And the king announced that we are going to have at noon, at the stroke of 12, at the last bell, at that moment, we are going to make the loudest sound that the earth has ever heard. So with great anticipation, people in preparation all got ready, and here we go. The bells started ringing, the excitement started lifting, and then you got to the 12th bell, and something remarkable happened. Nothing. You see, every single person in the kingdom was so excited to hear the largest sound that had ever been created that they decided it wouldn't be a big deal if I just didn't do anything so I could listen. And the entire kingdom collectively made this decision, and there was the sweetest, purest, richest silence that anyone could ever remember. Later, when they talked about that day, people believed that something shifted in the kingdom. People got better at listening to each other. They were more generous and more kind and basically more joyful and hopeful, and they all credit the profound sound of that silence for giving them that gift. We're not very good at silence, or maybe you are. I am not, because if there is a little space, well, you know, I like to fill it. I think it's an invitation for me to talk or sing or something. And some of you are like, most of you are like this too. Silence makes us uncomfortable. We have to deal with ourselves. and each other. Maybe you are lucky enough to have a partner or a friend or a member of your family with whom you can just sit and be still and silent. And if you have such a gift, good for you, because you are beginning to understand, I think, the truth that is being taught both from our parable and from Elijah, that silence isn't necessarily just the absence of sound. Silence is a gift, a full gift, a rich gift, which gently holds possibility for us. We don't know that possibility very much because it's hard to get to that pure moment where we just are still and quiet and peaceful. I don't know exactly what I'm afraid of. But I usually talk my way right through that beautiful moment. And you certainly would agree that of all the pollutions in the world, and there are many, noise pollution might be the worst. And sometimes that noise pollution comes from us. If we're talking just to hear ourselves or to fix things or to control things, often our words are empty words. I sometimes worry about praying the Lord's Prayer. I've said this to you before, because I'm afraid if I let you, you would pray the Lord's Prayer something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Empty words. The Bible has a beautiful word for this. They call it babbling, and the Hebrew word is babble. We babble. But Elijah found God that day in this sheer silence, in this still, small voice, in this quiet that thundered. I love that image. Part of our calling as Pentecost people, we are in the season of Pentecost, is to seek the Spirit where we may. It's what gave birth the creative energy that started the community of faithful people. The church was born on Pentecost because they heard something. And in this beautiful poem by Margaret Atwood, she reminds us that the deepest, most important truths that we know can't be expressed with words. Sorrow, grief, love, hope. Have you ever felt or experienced those things so richly that there was no way to speak them? Only silence. Today, in honor of our Pentecostal season, I'd like to invite us to be silent sometimes. What would it be like if our executive circle just sat in quiet for 30 minutes rather than talked? Now, none of you are coming to the, I know you're going to miss the quarterly meeting because you're afraid I'll make us all just sit here in silence, and I may. But what would it be like? And what if you gave yourself this gift? To go to a beautiful spot and just listen for the still, small voice. We say that we believe that God is still speaking to us in our day and time. The Spirit is still here. Try some silence. Amen.